From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and House Speaker Paul Ryan are sharing defeat following the collapse of the Republican Party's controversial American health care bill. Trump asked Republican leaders to withdraw the bill to replace President Obama's signature Affordable Care Act shortly before a scheduled vote Friday, citing there were not enough votes to pass the measure. After blaming Democrats for the Republican bill's collapse, Trump then appeared to strike a different tone.
I know some of the Democrats and they're good people. I honestly believe the Democrats will come to us and say, look, let's get together and get a great health care bill or plan that's really great for the people of our country. And I think that's going to happen.
Some Americans believe the health care bill would have had a different outcome if Republicans and Democrats had worked together.
The whole point is to hear both sides and come together. And that's where I'm most frustrated with our government, because I don't think they're doing that thing. It seems to be an either or and two sides, when it should be more of hearing both sides and coming to some sort of compromise.
I know it will come back. I feel a little bit more relaxed today after they did not come to a vote, so the status quo will be in effect for a while.
Despite heavy pressure from the White House and Speaker, conservative Republicans opposed the Republican plan because it did not go far enough. Moderates opposed it because they feared too many Americans would lose their health insurance. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A Syrian monitoring group says at least 16 people have died from airstrikes on a prison in northwest Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday prisoners and staff were killed fleeing airstrikes in the rebel-held city of Idlib, and some were shot by prison staff. Idlib is an opposition stronghold where Russian warplanes have been known to carry out strikes in support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Key U.S. lawmakers are at odds over halting progress in their investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. The latest skirmish sparked by the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee's abrupt cancellation of an open hearing to feature top intelligence officials. Word of the change ignited a round of criticism from congressional Democrats, who pointed out the FBI director and National Security Agency director had already testified this past Monday. During the hearing, FBI Director James Comey confirmed for the first time officials are investigating possible connections between President Trump's campaign team and Russia. Police in France are investigating the shooting of three people in the northern city of Lille on Friday night. Witnesses told police the shooter opened fire near a metro station before running off. The victims are said to have suffered non-life-threatening injuries. The shooting is drawing attention because France is under a state of emergency after deadly extremist attacks. Hong Kong's next leader will be chosen on Sunday by an election committee stacked with pro-Beijing elites who heed the wishes of China's communist leaders rather than the semi-autonomous region's voters. Analysts say John Tsang, a former Hong Kong finance secretary, is the most popular candidate to be the new leader of Hong Kong.
Mr. Tsang has put up a very, very successful public relations strategy. So he has used the Facebook very well to engage with the public. And he also made a lot of connections with the grassroots by going out.
But most Hong Kong media is reporting that his opponent, Carrie Lam, is Beijing's favorite and likely to win. Lam was head of Hong Kong's civil service. An anti-terrorism court in Pakistan has remanded three online bloggers into the custody of a federal agency for a week to determine if they should be tried and punished on blasphemy charges. The official crackdown was launched by Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.